And told me that I really felt
wife Bart is sick.
Yeah, I know. Okay? But it was the way you, I think the way you presented it to me, I just felt this wave of unpopularity.
And last night, I don't know, our sales manager, Gary Rosnick, I guess, was going to play tennis with you.
Yeah.
He calls me last night and asks me if I will tell you that he can't play tennis with you today because he's going to be too busy.
It's like, doesn't he have an employee list? Doesn't he at least have the dignity to pick up the phone and call me?
I must say last night he did ask for your number and I did not have your phone number right by my side. It was in my phone book out in the car. But I told him, call Frank because I know Frank knows Mike's phone number. And he said, yeah, well, all right, maybe. But listen, if I don't call him, would you just tell him in the morning for me?
See, I think you're one of the only people that, you know how truly excited I get about these little tennis games, you know, now that I'm trying to get back into shape. You know how much I totally look forward to it. So when you came in today and said, look, Bart's sick, Frida can't play tennis with you. Oh, and incidentally, Gary called, and he told me to tell you he can't play tennis with you either. See you later. And you walked back into the studio, and I just sat there and said, no one likes me anymore.
Well, do you want to call Gary?
Yeah, I do. I want to find out exactly, because I made a real point yesterday. I said, hey, tennis today. Now, you blew it off last week, and I want to make sure that you do it today. And he said, no problem at all. No problem.
All right, well, I'll let you handle it then.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Calling Gary Rosnick, National Sales Manager at WAVA. Gary rapidly becoming a regular fixture on our show, too.
It's incredible, isn't it?
No ring. No answer, I should say.
Hello?
Hi, Gary?
Yes.
Gary, it's Don and Mike here. Gary, you told me you were going to play tennis with me today, and I was calling to find out why you can't.
Well, it's a little tough.
Why?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, GR.
It's a little tough when...
Hey, I gave him the message.
Apparently. I couldn't get a hold of you last night, Mike.
I was home, Gary. Gary, I was home all night. I was home.
We didn't know that they can put a telephone line down the trailer down there in Annapolis.
I've had a phone in the trailer for, Don knows this, I've had a phone in the trailer for 3 months. You could have called me.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's any chance you might change your mind, though. Are you just too busy? Is that it?
Very busy.
You're very busy today?
Busy.
So there's no way?
No.
Okay, Gary, I just want to say one thing to you, okay? The next time you want to play tennis, just you can call me, okay? This is 2 weeks in a row that I've asked very nicely.
No, I was ready last week, Mike.
You were ready? That's not true, Gary.
That is true. I was ready last night, and you didn't show up.
Hey, Gary?
I was there.
Yes.
Gary?
What?
Gary, it's Don.
Hi, Don.
We still on for hoops Saturday morning?
They closed the court. I was there last night.
Oh, son of a gun.
They closed it. But you would play. You'd play with Don if they didn't close. You'd play with Don whatever time he wanted to, wouldn't you?
Well, I prefer basketball over tennis, Mike.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, and we'll play again real soon.
Bye, Gary.
Bye.
Jeez. WAVA National Sales Manager Gary Rosnick.
Yeah, nice guy. Thanks a lot. 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Sure. Wednesday?
No problem at all.
Oh, hey, listen, guy. Real busy guy.
Oh, and then last night, yeah, they told me that he was just too busy. Yeah, I guess you want to play like at 11 o'clock today with him?
Well, I wanted originally to play at noon, but he moved it to 11 o'clock. I said, well...
Well, he felt bad last night that you would bring your little bag of clothes in and your racket and everything.
Which I did.
So he wanted me to tell you, since I would bring you down easy.
Absolutely, like you did today. Frida can't play and Gary can't play. Bye.
26 minutes after 6 o'clock here at Maximum Music Power 105. Also, last night I got another call after the Gary Rosnick call about you from Bo Irving Arcadine, whatever that kid's name is. Remember, Charlie and Harry and Son, if you didn't listen Monday because you had the day off on Monday, the guys who did the morning show and were so awful and putrid that they got fired before we did the show, Charlie and Harrigan, one of them has a son who's in the radio business. And this guy actually called to ask me to recommend him for a job at WAVA because we have a late night opening, a 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. opening.
Uh-huh. And so you actually talked to him at your home?
Yeah, and I tried to be civil. First off, I was, like I always am, how did you get this number?
Right.
And he said, well, Don, listen, how did you get this number? And I think I know what member of the WAVA staff gave him the phone number.
Who was it?
I think it was Captain Dave Fogel.
Really?
Well, he's called Captain Dave Fogel. Fogel calls my house all the time and tells me that this guy has been calling me.
He should know better. Dave Fogel should know better than that. Seriously, that is really a rule. It doesn't matter when people give out my number because nobody calls me at the trailer. Just sit down there, just playing with my tennis racket,
I should have just given this Bo guy your telephone number because you would have welcomed a call, wouldn't you? Anytime the phone rings, you jump up to answer.
Absolutely. Hi, how you doing? Hey, great. Nobody ever calls me at the trailer. How you doing? Oh, you were bothering Don, so he gave you my number? No problem at all.
Okay, so anyway, Bo called me, and I had to use that salty language with him to dismiss him from the telephone.
So that will be the last we'll be hearing from Bo?
I believe that will be the last. The last we ever hear from Bo Irvinger, whatever the hell his name is. Thank you very much.
All right.
I have a question now. As Super Bowl fever starts to grab me and squeeze me tighter and tighter, now I'm starting to get excited about the game on Sunday, and I was just wondering, who out there would like to give Don and Mike a free trip to the Super Bowl? I don't know any other way to put it.
You don't go halfway. You go right for the whole thing.
Well, I thought maybe there was either some billionaire out there who's in love with us, or maybe some, I don't know, some company has got a bunch of extra tickets and plane fare and knows what a good job we do in the community, or just somebody who just wants to party with Don and Mike. You know, I'm not above being like a prostitute in that way. Yeah. I wouldn't give up sex. But on the other hand, if you want to pay my ticket down to the Super Bowl, I would be your friend and act like I like you all weekend long. I really would. You know, there's a lot of people who would like to spend time with us.
Yeah, sure. And so you're saying plane fare, the ticket, and what about hotel accommodations?
And a hotel accommodation, and a separate room for each of us.
All right.
Nice rooms, suites. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we could work out some kind of deal on the food. Maybe I got some credit cards. I'd pay for a couple of meals, maybe.
You really want to pay for the meals? Really? Think about it.
Well, it would depend how good the hotel room is. But I'd be glad to spend some time with you, and I know if I would, I know that Mike would, and I'm sure that if you paid Mike's way down, he'd do his impressions for you.
Yeah, I'd do a couple of them, maybe one or two.
Well, now come on, what if we got really nice hotel rooms, huh? And what if we didn't have to pay for the meals?
Drinks included in that? Drinks? All drinks included?
No. All right, now that for you is important. What if the alcohol was included?
I do every impression I do. At least 2 minutes every impression that I do.
So there you go. I mean, we'll do it. We'll be glad to. So somebody just has to call and give us the trip down to the Super Bowl, because the upshot is, if I don't get a trip to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go to the old DJ's home like I do every year.
Oh, but you get such great stories
to watch
that.
The game with my friend John Bodner from Wash. John, who is an old DJ, but actually one of the decent guys. That's why I go to his house every year. But he invites all of his jive friends over. All these people from Wash and from Extra 104. And Walt Starling is always there.
Yeah, and Walt Starling always ends up saying something behind your back, and you overhear him. That always happens.
It's always just a mess. We get good stories out of it. I like going to John Bodner's house, but, you know, I'd really rather go to the game myself.
Okay.
If I had a choice. No offense to JB, but I'd rather go to the game.
Okay, so what we're looking for is 2 Super Bowl tickets, 2 airfares, preferably first class. We can deal
with... No, not preferably.
You want to go? Well, all right.
First class or nothing.
First class.
You know, hey, we're both big men. We both enjoy flying in first class.
You know me, I like to get that cocktail before takeoff, and I guess it is imperative. Hotel accommodations and food and beverages.
Ground transportation.
Oh, from the airport to the hotel.
And to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl.
And for that... We'll be your friend. You can tell all your friends that you're going to the Super Bowl with Don and Mike.
I don't think a $50 to $75 souvenir allowance is out of hand either.
Well, let's wait and see. Let's see how affluent the person is that actually gets us the trip. Because, like, let's say it's a family that's just they pulled all their money out of the savings account, or something. Mm-hmm. They've been saving for their dream house, and instead they want to have a weekend with Don and Mike. Well, then I might cut the souvenir allowance down to $50. You know, save them $25 there.
No less than that, though.
Well, then, for that's $25 each. We could each get a nice sweatshirt or something like that.
Yeah, $25 would cover that. That's true. I'd like a little more if we can swing it. But who knows? Maybe more than one person will call and we'll be able to negotiate.
It's 29 minutes until 7 o'clock at WAVA. And I know that nobody's ever going to give us a trip to the Super Bowl, and I'm going to go to John Bodner's like I do every year, and I'm going to get in a fight with Walt Starling like I do every year, and I'm going to have a little too much to drink, and my wife is going to have to drive me home, and I'll be saying how I wanted to go outside and get in a fist fight with Walt Starling, and I'll have a lot of great stories for you Monday morning, and I won't have seen any of the game at all. But I'll have great stories about all these old DJs. So.
That's true.
Our life is just a rotting, cremating hell, isn't it? It's 6:31 at WAVA. Anything else you wanted to chat about before we break?
No, my life's a little bit more of a rotting hell because Gary won't play tennis with me today.
We'll be right back, and we'll call the Bobby Brown hotline in just a moment. Oh, and speaking of the Super Bowl.
WAVA. Maximum music.
Maximum winners.
Maximum winners.
WAVA
and Prego Spaghetti Sauce have your escape from the cruel cold of January to the hot white beaches of Miami. Airline reservations and your beachfront hotel are booked. The sun, the sand, and Super Bowl 23. Cincinnati and San Francisco. Simply listen to WAVA's Morning Zoo weekday mornings to qualify. Sponsored by Prego Spaghetti Sauce. Homemade taste, it's in there. Super Bowl 23. The sun, the sand, the excitement. San Francisco and Cincinnati. The Super Bowl. Maximum winners. Maximum music. Power 105. WAVA.
Now, before we begin our meeting, I move
that we... Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I'm the manager here at High's Dairy Store.
Yes?
What are you people doing?
We're just having our company's weekly breakfast meeting.
Breakfast meeting?
That's right.
Here.
Yes.
In High's Dairy Store.
Yes, of course. The coffee here at High's is the best.
Well, yeah,
and right now, a 20-ounce cup is only 69 cents.
Yeah, I know, but why here?
Well, it is ground fresh right here in the store every day.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you just take the coffee back to your office?
Because you've also got plenty of fresh dairy creamers.
Well,
half
true.
And half. All these cold, refreshing juices.
Yeah, but...
And who could pass up all these fresh donuts and pastries?
Well, you see, we have these handy to-go containers.
To-go containers.
Right.
Now, you mean we can actually take all this stuff to go?
Uh-huh.
Well, that certainly changes things.
Yeah, well...
Hope it's not too late to change tomorrow's stockholders meeting.
Give it a shot.
Okay.
Start your mornings off right at High's. For a limited time, get a 20-ounce cup of delicious fresh ground coffee for just 69 cents at participating High's Dairy Stores.
Is the downtown bar scene getting you down? Chasers has the solution for you. Why bother with downtown? Rockville is obviously the place for you. Why? Chasers, of course. And tomorrow night, Chasers American Sports Bar will give the 105th person through the door tickets to a Bullets or Capitals game. See me, WABA's Sandy Weaver, at Chasers from 8 to 10 p.m. and register to win a trip to paradise in the Bahamas. No purchase necessary. Winners announced with Don and Mike on the Morning Zoo, Monday, January 23rd. What else? Watch Miller Lite's NBA All-Star Ballot Night and watch college basketball on all six televisions at Chasers. Then dance the night away at the inaugural ball. Chasers American Sports Bar promises to be a good time. Maybe you could be the 105th person to walk through the door tomorrow night to win those tickets. Or maybe it's the trip to paradise in the Bahamas that you're really after. Throw in your charming hostess, me, WABA Sandy Weaver, from 8 to 10 p.m. and you've got yourself a great time at a great bar. See you at Chasers in the Holiday Inn Crown Plaza in Rockville.
So, it's 5:15, and I'm finally caught up when he strolls in with 20 pages of scribbling that he wants to send out that night.
How unusual.
I said, no way. So then he starts to sulk. Well, you know how that goes. Anyway, I was here till 8 again.
Oh, well, maybe the new administrative assistant will fix all that.
Just like she fixes her hair, I suppose.
Looks like she found the Jacobs Gardner catalogs.
I never said she was dumb.
Office life is challenging enough. That's why people rely on Jacobs Gardner for next-day delivery on office products, office furniture, and computer products. To get your free Jacobs Gardner catalogs, just call 779-3700.
More coffee?
Oh, sure, why not? Actually, I've got a lot of work to do.
Me too, bye.
Jacobs Gardner, the first two names in office products. Call us at 779-3700.
Business is a pleasure with a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge.
My pal Larry at Fair Oaks Dodge says his special sale is winning a lot of smiles with 10 to 30% savings on every Dodge in stock. Folks who need lots of space can't help but grin at the savings on caravans and trucks. Families enjoy the big savings on family cars like Dynasty and the new Dodge Spirit. And sports car fans are real happy about the savings on Shadows and Shelby Daytonas. Now, Larry's cut the prices, but it's a limited-time offer. So hurry over to Fair Oaks Dodge, where the standard 7-year, 70,000-mile new car warranty gives you another reason to smile.
Your smile goes far in a brand-new car. You're a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge.
Route 50 at Route 123, Fairfax City.
Get factory rebates up to $2,000. That's $2,000 factory rebates now at Fair Oaks Dodge.
Hey.
But hurry. This is a limited-time offer.
There you go. You can talk now, Harry.
How you doing? Listen, go out and see my buddy. I want you to go up and see my buddy, Larry Pateros. He'll give you a whale of a deal. Just tell him the guy from Dragnet and MASH, Colonel Potter, sent you. Yeah, be a great idea. Go out there, hang around the showroom, chat with the boys and the gals. They'll give you a good deal at Fair Oaks Dodge, or my name's not Uncle Harry.
Now, hey, Harry?
Yeah?
Harry, got a question for you. Where have you been? I haven't seen you for a couple of months. Have you still been around WAVA? Still been working here?
Been out in La La Land, out on the left coast, out in Hollyweird. Yeah, been working on my new exercise video. You know, that's the big rage, and things slowed down a little bit since MASH, so I decided to do Harry Morgan's aerobic workout with weights.
Well, now, what kind of weights are you lifting, Harry?
Just the little silver barbells. You can buy them in any store.
Or the executive dumbbells?
Yeah, you work on this for about 3 weeks and wake up one morning and go, aha, look at my body. I look fit as a fiddle and ready for for love.
Well, could you try one now? I notice you have those little barbells right next.
Sure.
Would you mind if I saw how far you could go?
It's real easy. You jump up and down like this, okay?
Yeah.
And then you take the weights and you lift them up. And you got to do this for about 20 minutes or so. And then you look like me, Harry Morgan. You won't have an ounce of fat on your body. You'll be a sex machine. I guarantee you, no problem at all. It's real easy. You'll notice now I'm breaking into a bit of a sweat while I do this with this aerobic thing.
Yeah, you've been doing it for 20 seconds now. You're actually going to go for 20 minutes? Harry?
Hell no. I said I'm doing the video. Didn't say I was in the greatest shape in the world. Catch on the flip side.
Bye, Harry. 638 at WAVA. Thought we were going to give you a heart attack there, Mike.
Oh, no.
Here's David Haynes.
It's going to be jam up and jelly tight in inaugural city today through Friday. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, news update and comment. If you're planning to drive to work in downtown D.C. this morning and tomorrow and Friday, forget it. Miles of streets are going to be blocked off for parades and VIP limousines beginning later today as inaugural festivities get underway. Officials urging you to ride Metrorail, take a bus, catch a shuttle, and use Maryland Commuter Rail today through Friday instead of driving to downtown D.C. So what else is new? That gunslinger who gunned down children in a schoolyard in California yesterday, he had bought that AK-47 assault rifle at a sporting goods store in Oregon. He bought the rifle at a sporting goods store, no special permit needed to buy that assault rifle, even though he had an extensive criminal record that included soliciting for sex, soliciting for drugs, and weapons violations. Manassas, arrest warrants are out this morning for two suspects in last Monday's cross-burning at a Westgate apartment complex on Porter Ridge Lane in Manassas. Rough stuff for the second straight night in Miami as riots spread from the Overtown neighborhood northwest to the Liberty City area of Miami last night. Looters looted stores. Gunmen aimed gunfire at police helicopters hovering overhead. Two food stores torched in Liberty City. Police had to escort firefighters to those fires in Miami overnight. College ball last night. Virginia topped Maryland 64-58 in overtime. Marymount defeated St. Mary's, Maryland 65-60. David Haynes, burnt toast and coffee time. It's now 20 minutes in front of 7.
Right now, come into a Washington area Chevy dealer, walk right up and say,
give me five.
Yeah, you could win $5,000.
I'm going to win $5,000.
There's a new winner every week. Just test drive any new Chevy car, truck, or van from Cavalier to Beretta, S10 Blazers to full-size pickups. New shipments mean there are thousands to choose from. So your Washington area Chevy dealers are making great deals today.
I've got my eye on a Corsica, a red one.
Nice choice. But to enter to win $5,000, there's no obligation. Nothing to buy.
Did I win yet?
Just walk in and say,
give me five.
You could be this week's winner. Take the Gimme Five test drive and you could win $5,000. Just one more reason to come into your Washington area Chevy dealer now. You must be a licensed driver at least 21 years old. Test drive a new Chevy or pick up a mail-in entry. See your participating Chevy dealer for official rules. Promotion ends January 28, 1989.
Coming in on I-66, still heavy in Manassas and Centerville, but moving fairly smoothly through Vienna heading in towards the Capitol Beltway. Northbound on the Shirley Highway, heavy traffic heading up towards the Occoquan River Bridge and through the interchanges of Lorton, Newington, and Springfield heading up towards the Beltway. As you're heading for the Wilson Bridge on the inner loop in PG County, you'll find some heavy traffic at Route 210, but the pace picks up before you get down to the bridge. Heading for the American Legion Bridge on both inner and outer loops, no delays. Southbound on 270, watch for some heavy traffic up at 118 and 124 as you head down towards the Beltway. And once again today, they're having some difficulty with some metal plates in the roadway on the westbound freeway near South Capitol Street, causing delays coming over from the 11th Street Bridge. See the faster IBM PS2 Model 50Z with 286 processor, offering integrated total system design and OS2 operating system. Centel Business Center is your authorized advanced product dealer. Call 827-4056. I'm Rob Carpenter, WAVA Traffic.
Mom Nature keeps on keeping on. Another beautiful day on its way to you. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Going to be partly sunny today and a double nickel 55 for today's high. Then tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low 35. Tomorrow, going to be partly sunny. Tomorrow's high 48. Right now, skies are clear. Wind southwest 5. Temperatures, Dallas 23. BWI 30. National 31. 31 degrees in America's inaugural city. At 18 in front of 7, I am David Haynes. News update and comment, W.
Dan Quayle, please phone National Guard.
AVA!
Johnny Mike!
I beg your pardon, what is this, some sort of a feeble joke?
W-A-V-A!
Okay, it's 6:42.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about this on the air, or should we move on?
You seem to be getting a little upset about it, so I...
Roseanne is on tonight on the ABC Network.
Okay.
I don't care if you saw it last night with your satellite. It's on tonight.
Yeah, well, I was watching on my satellite on WABC in New York.
Well, not everybody has a satellite now, do they? Wait a minute, hold on. I don't want to leave it on that note. I didn't want to leave our little conversation on that note.
You see, I think the question is whether it's Channel 7 that runs their special thing, but you said it was also Channel 13 in Baltimore.
I was watching Channel 13 last night when I watched that stupid Tony Danza show.
Right.
Oh, Angela.
Right.
And there was a promo on, not a local promo, an ABC promo saying it's a special edition of Roseanne. Wednesday night before Hooperman, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, there will be a special edition of Roseanne on.
Okay, well, what I want to know is why they're doing that in New York, then, the main affiliate for ABC, why they're showing Roseanne.
Mike, not everybody watches TV, though, from New York.
Well, I know. But I'm saying that's why I watched it last night, because that's the one that I was watching, you see. And the question is whether they're changing it for just this particular area or whether they're changing it, whether I watched one particular area or the whole network.
Hold on, here's Mr. Television.
It says here in the Washington Post tonight, under the column Special Edition, Roseanne rounds up junk for the PTA rummage sale, Channel 7, 9 o'clock tonight. Special edition of Roseanne.
And that's what I watched last night.
Now, look at Channel 13. What is Channel 13 running tonight at 9 o'clock?
Let's see. Roseanne. Roseanne in Baltimore, Channel 13.
Well, but I think also that the network showed it in certain parts of the country also last night. Roseanne on Tuesday.
I think that for the good of the show, you should be forced to watch regular TV when it shows that everybody's going to talk about.
I think I can watch whatever I want, whenever I watch there, pal. Come on now, I watched it, I didn't know.
Well, only you and other satellite viewers will be able to talk about Roseanne today, then.
Well, I watched Moonlighting last night, okay, and that was...
How about if I just go get the number of ABC in New York and we'll just...
You know, would that solve it?
Well, that's fine, but I'm sorry, I watched it again last night.
How do you afford a satellite when you live in a trailer, for God's sakes?
on WAVA, home of the hits. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air, my friend, at 647.
Yeah, Roseanne was on last night on regular TV. I have to come to Mike's defense.
What station were you watching?
I don't remember exactly. It was 7 or 8 on Spot C Cable.
See, but cable's not regular TV.
Well, I mean, as far...
You know what I mean, over the air.
The 20th century has cable TV just because yours ain't worth a flip, you know? Right, Mike?
I have to agree. I was screwed up. I'd like to know what ABC is doing.
Frank has given me the number of ABC television in New York, and he says somebody answers, and we'll call him in just a minute, all right?
Well, it's not my fault.
I can't help it that I donate all my money to charity, and I can't afford to buy.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, you, sir. Bite me. We're ready for a phone scam.
Hello?
Bite hard. 432-WAVA.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Meara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic. And
we are sick about it.
Sick about it. Okay.
All right.
Now,
yeah.
Roseanne,
mm-hmm.
last night, some people saw it. Apparently, you and that goober that just called saw it.
He's not a goober.
But other people didn't see it. We're going to call ABC Television now to find out if they run the same show
mm-hmm.
on the same night everywhere in the country.
Right. And I don't think, obviously, that they do because they've got it scheduled for tonight. When, in fact, I watched it in another part of the country last night, and I really, really wish they wouldn't do that, because we like to talk about these network shows. I looked at you, and I came in saying, hey, did you see Roseanne last night? And you gave me this look that said, no, you ween, it wasn't on.
Last Hi, ABC Television. Good morning. This is WAVA Radio in Washington, D.C. How are you this morning? Yeah, would I have your permission to put your voice on our radio show for just 1 second? We have a question about the programming at ABC TV. They're not open till 9. Well, can you tell me something? You live in New York, right? Did you watch TV last night? No. Do you know, was Roseanne on last night? Could you look at some kind of schedule or something? I got a security guard.
Oh, darn it.
Could you look at a schedule and see if Roseanne was on last night? Well, she said, hold on.
You know, I was thinking we could maybe call Channel 7 and oh, no, they wouldn't know.
Oh, no, my God. We'd wake up somebody there. You wake up somebody at Channel 7 when you call them, like, at 4 in the afternoon.
Hello, WJLA.
You know, I mean, when you live in a double-wide trailer, you have a few disposable dollars, and that's why I bought the dish.
Now, you know what I don't understand is why some stations would run Roseanne, because, see, this is one area that I think I'm an expert at. I watch so much television.
Mm-hmm.
I know the promo that I saw last night for the special edition of Roseanne was a network-produced promo.
Okay.
Right before Hooperman, it's a special Roseanne.
Well, the thing is, if they did it in Baltimore, too, that makes me think it might be like football games, and they do a regional thing with it. That they did a specific regional Mid-East, Mid-Atlantic thing, but I don't understand why they...
Because I watched The Wonder Years last night because I wanted to tell you how sappy I think that show is, and you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it at all because I was watching... well, actually, Head of the Class was on...
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Roseanne was on last night at 8:30. What about in Washington, D.C.? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Why are they doing this? Are they? You know, I think they're doing it to us personally. I think they're doing it to screw up the show. I think they're really doing that.
Well,
you know, they knew that I had this satellite dish and that I'd be watching WABC in New York.
Why don't you just watch Channel 7, though?
Because
can't you turn your satellite on Channel 7?
No. No. The whole reason that I got the satellite dish was because I don't have cable. And the thing is, the antenna that comes out of the trailer, it's this handheld plastic thing that goes out and it goes through the top of the trailer.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a little pine grove where most of those parks are. And I've got a prime location as far as electricity and sewage and water on the concrete slab. But the antenna doesn't get any reception from Washington, which is tremendously frustrating. It doesn't get any reception from anywhere.
So all right.
I bought the dish. It's a mobile dish. It's on wheels.
Okay. Well, Roseanne, I guess, might have been on last... Well, it was on last night because you saw it.
Did you watch Moonlighting last night?
No, I went to sleep before Moonlighting came on.
Oh, okay.
Why, was it stupid, too?
I watched Moonlighting at 6:30. Because they had a special feed on the dish. I'm sorry.
Now maybe some other idiots will call and go, hey, Mike's right. I saw Moonlighting at 6:30 yesterday. What about all of us poor schmucks who have to watch television by turning the antennas and get such lousy reception?
Now, wait a minute.
I have to watch Channel 50 for Schnicks. And it's, oh, I got to tell you about the Y-Bron. About the Y-Bron. About the Y-Bron.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it in today. And I was in a panic last night when I got home looking for the Y-Bron, which is the Lyle Wagner impotency cream that I saw advertised
advertised on Channel 50. Mm-hmm. Do you know that yesterday my sister-in-law Robin had a new refrigerator delivered to the house? It was a wedding gift from members of her family, and I guess that they had gone through all the stuff in the kitchen, and somebody threw away the Wybron mix.
They threw it away? Now you have to order another one?
Now I have to order another one, and I still haven't told my wife that I wasted $49.95 on the last one.
Is that how much it costs every time you want to buy it?
Yeah, $49.95.
You ought to hit Alan Goodman up for it.
You ought to tell Alan Goodman that you'll give it to him after you're done using it on the show.
He'd probably want to rub it on his head. Here we go now with a phone scan, finally, okay? 5 till 7 at WAVA. You know, our lives are not controlled too much by television, are they?
No, I'm sorry. You know, I bought this thing, and it really, I feel as though I'm a little out of touch with... Well, I do watch the local newses, though. You know, all of them.
The local newses?
Yeah. I watch them all in order. The newses. I put them on different VCRs.
Hello, good morning, WAVA.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
How are you doing?
All right.
I have to ask you guys a big favor.
What's that?
I was wondering, would it be possible for you two I'm tape recording the station right now. Would it be possible for you to say something so I could put on my answering machine? Because I just moved somewhere, and you guys are so funny.
You know, Larry King gets this asked of him all the time.
Does he do it?
Yeah, oh, Larry always does it.
All right, sure. What the heck? Well, what's your name?
Well, it's me and another guy. And
Oh, really? Well, what's both of your names, then?
Henry and Todd.
Henry and Todd. Okay. You have your tape recorder rolling?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hi, you've reached the residence of Henry and Todd.
Unfortunately, Henry and Todd are not at home right now.
Who knows what they're doing? Maybe they're listening to you, so please leave a message at the tone, okay?
Love and kisses.
Mwah! Super bye-bye. Oh, this is Don.
And this is Mike.
Toodles. Okay. Okay, Hank. Okay, thank you, my friend. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning, Dynamite.
He's going to want to put that on his answering machine. Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning. I was watching that Wybron commercial or show last night.
Was that on again, that Lyle Wagner show?
Yeah, so I noticed some print going at the bottom of the screen that once you order Wybron, you're on an automatic refill program every month.
Oh, no, but they gave me a card to send, and I already sent the card in that I didn't want anymore.
Automatic refill.
It's just like you're joining a record club, where they'll keep sending it until you tell them not to. Hello, WAVA. John?
Elvis?
J. Danforth Quayle?
Marion?
Mitchie? WAVA.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, my friend. Hello.
Hello. Have you been watching the Arsenio Hall show?
That I didn't get a chance to see on my dish.
No.
He knows who you are.
Arsenio Hall knows who we are.
Yeah, he was a... So you haven't seen him when he had Brian Bosworth on?
No, I haven't seen Arsenio's Hall show yet.
Oh, well, he said that Brian Bosworth was conceited in front of his face, and Brian Bosworth said he wasn't as conceited as Oprah Winfrey. And then he started talking about you guys and Morton Downey Jr. because he knew all you guys hated Oprah Winfrey, and he said he'd like to have you on the show and make fun of her.
What?
No, wait.
Wait a minute. Do you have a satellite dish?
No, I don't.
Okay. Stop. Now, somebody actually said our names on the Arsenio Hall show?
Arsenio Hall said your name.
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, like I said, Brian Bosworth said he wasn't as conceited as Oprah Winfrey. And, like, Arsenio Hall was talking about her, and he said, I'd like to have Morton Downey Jr. on my show. And he said, oh, there's these two DJs that I heard while I was in Washington, D.C., who hate her guts, and he'd love to have all the man-haters of Oprah Winfrey on his show.
Now, do you believe this kid?
I don't understand why he would lie about it. Did he mention our names?
Hello?
Son? Oh, great.
You know, we're so gullible.
We are.
We sit here and listen to some 10-year-old tell us that Arsenio Hall talked about us on TV.
It's wishful thinking, Don. That's what it is. It's wishful thinking.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, guys. I was just wondering about Mike's satellite dish. How far in advance do you get programs? I mean, I have a satellite dish, too, and I've already seen the Super Bowl the next 5 or 6 years.
I watched the Super Bowl Saturday night.
Hello, good morning, WAVA. Did you see the swearing-in of President Quayle in 4 years from now?
Yeah, it's incredible. He looks so old. He really does.
Hello, Power 105.
Good morning, Don and Mike. Good morning, Washington.
Hello, Ramon.
A very pleasant good morning and hello again and welcome, gentlemen. A very happy New Year to you both. And I must both thank you very, very, very much for the morning zoo roast that you had at the Warner Theater. That was the highlight of my 1988 year. That was the biggest and most exciting and happiest time of my life. And I have to thank you both.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ramon.
Anything else, Ramon?
Anything else? Will I see you on Pennsylvania Avenue Friday morning?
Friday morning, Pennsylvania. Darn it, can't make it. Can't make it Friday morning, Pennsylvania Avenue.
Sorry, Ramon.
By the way, I am Ramon P. Marshall. I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who listen, who are close friends of mine, who listen to WAVA in the morning, and I asked them if they ever heard me.
Yeah, you ever watch Arsenio Hall, Ramon?
No, I've never seen that show before.
Okay, hello, WAVA. Good morning. Last call. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How y'all doing this morning?
All right, my friend.
Hello. I wanted to talk about the show that you all were talking about earlier this morning.
What show's that?
The one on ABC.
Which one?
Roseanne?
Yeah. The reason is, it is on national on Wednesday nights, but also, too, the other cable companies, other TV stations using...
The general manager of Channel 7 right here, explaining it, how it works for us.
Yeah?
But they also usually pick them up...
You ever watch Arsenio Hall? Do you think he would ever say our names on his show, or are we just letting some kid jerk our chain?
Arsenio Hall, possibility, but not that much.
Have you seen the Super Bowl yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, goodbye. Bye-bye. It's a minute after 7. WAVA Arlington, Washington. We'll be right back. Just can't get enough of the cardboard 3D glasses needed to see the full effects of Sunday's halftime laser show. Well, I got news for you. We've got them all right here. And we'll be giving those away from our friends at Coca-Cola in the next couple of minutes.
But watch out for headaches, because that's what they said about those things. You get a terrible headache.
No, did they really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
When they had the Rose Bowl or whatever it was.
This is a completely different process. Your Rose Bowl glasses will not work for the special Coca-Cola halftime show. This is a different 3D process.
Okay, just wanted to mention it, okay?
how did you know that, Frank? How did you know that?
Because Tom Shales mentioned it in some article within the past couple of weeks that you cannot save your Rose Bowl 3D glasses and use them at the Super Bowl. They won't work. You have to get new 3D glasses.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Okay.
Bye-bye. It's the wonderful world of television. It's absolutely incredible. But television is not as exciting as underwear, as once again it gives me great pleasure to introduce Don Geronimo with another edition of Underwear
of the Rich and Famous. And good morning. Can I ask how you're doing this morning, Robin?
I'm pleased as punch to be here. It's always a pleasure to be on the morning zoo, traveling the globe, finding out who's wearing the good underwear.
All right, we've got a list of celebrities, as we call, to find out what underwear celebrities are wearing. I think this morning we'll start with a guy who did a little piece on us on the Channel 7 News last week, John Spiropoulos. Now, Frank, don't we have J.S.'s home phone number? I think this is just his work number. Am I right about that?
Well, no, he was going to call us back with his home number, and he never did.
So if he's working early, we can find out whether he wears briefs or jockeys, whether he wears brassieres or panties. Whatever he's wearing, we're going to find out exactly what kind of underwear it is.
Underwear of the Rich and Famous at WAVA. We're now calling, I guess, the Channel 7 newsroom.
Well, maybe there's someone else famous there. Maybe Fred Weiss. We could find out what kind of underwear he's wearing.
As you can tell, it's a real hubbub of activity over there at Channel 7 at 9 past 7 in the morning. Ah, there we go.
6682. Please leave a message after the tone. Recording will start when you begin to speak.
Hello, John Spiropoulos?
John Spiropoulos, this is Don Geronimo and Robin Leach. We want to find out what kind of underwear you wear.
But since you're not there, John, we're going to be forced to make up a guess. Robin, what kind of underwear do you think John Spiropoulos wears?
I'm going to say that he wears BVD jockey shorts, the all cotton white kind.
All right, John, there's our guess. And see you later. This has been Two Live Human Beings.
Ta-ta, we'll see you around the corner.
Oh, and John Spiropoulos, you work at Channel 7. Can you tell me how come Roseanne wasn't on last night, and how come the Wonder Years was on last night when on WABC in New York it was the opposite way around?
Thank you for clearing that up, Mr. Spiropoulos.
Okay, name number two on our list, filmmaker John Waters.
John Waters, yes, obscure films. He's a native...
No, Hairspray. Hairspray was a big hit.
But it was slightly obscure, slightly off the wall, and he's a Baltimorean, so we're going to call John Waters right now. I'm guessing he might not wear any underwear at all. He might go completely nude. Who knows? That's why we call them up and find out what they're wearing.
There's our first ring to John Waters' house. Hello, John Waters, please. Hi, John. This is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio in Washington, D.C. Arch Campbell gave us your phone number. Would you have just 1 minute to chat with us on a radio show, or are you tremendously busy? We just want to ask you what kind of underwear you wear.
We're doing a feature we call Underwear of the Rich and Famous, and we want to find out what kind of underwear John Waters wears.
Brand new jockey shorts.
Brand new jockey shorts. All right.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, John.
Are they all white or are they pastel colors?
Pardon?
Are they all white or are they pastel colors?
Oh, white. I'm a conservative kind of guy.
All right. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That's one out of two. Not bad for our track record.
Incidentally, Frank, where did we get this guy's phone number? Because I tell you the truth, I just know Arch Campbell is friends with him. I don't think that Arch Campbell actually gave us his phone number, did he?
I guess not. It doesn't matter. We got through. That's the most important thing when we're playing Underwear of the Rich and Famous.
Never mind. Okay, we have one more name. One more on our, name on our list.
Pray tell, who is it?
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor, we're calling the West Coast, and we're going to speak with Rip Taylor and find out just what kind of undies he's wearing.
Now, if you remember, every time we call Rip Taylor's house, we get his houseboy.
That's right, his houseboy. I think he said black boxer shorts the last time, like Johnny Cash would wear. John, or Fred, anything but Sue!
Hello, Rip Taylor, please. He's asleep right now. Hi, this is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio in Washington, D.C. Is this the guy we always call, talk to when we call about Rip? Robbie. Hi, Robbie, would you have just one? Oh, it is Robbie.
It's Robbie. It's Robbie. Robbie, we're playing Lifestyles and Underwear of the Rich and Famous.
Do you remember, haven't we called you before to ask you what kind of underwear Rip wears?
Oh, I think you did one.
I think. Robbie, well, just off the top of your head, would you have a guess for us?
It is blue boxers.
Blue boxers. All right. Thank you, Robbie.
You bet.
Bye-bye. And as always, our best to Rip Taylor.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rip Taylor's personal houseboy, Robbie.
Robbie from my three sons. That's the only Robbie I can think of.
Well, that was another tremendous episode. Who knows in our world travels whose underwear we'll find out about.
That would do it for this edition of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Don't forget the Lifestyles and Underwear of the Rich and Famous is a Mark Goodson.
Bill Todman.
Television.
Production.
And
thank
you.
Thank you very much, Tata. And we hope...
Well, who knows? Door shut there. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock at WAVA. So to recap, that would be... John Spiropoulos, we don't know.
Right, John Waters had the white box jockeys.
And Rip Taylor with the blue boxer briefs.
All I wanted to say was, I wish you champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
What kind of underwear are you wearing this morning, Robin?
I'm not wearing any at all. Thanks for asking, Tata.
There you go. Now 7:12, here's David Haynes.
In Miami, the Super Bowl is getting second billing to those neighborhood riots. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, news update and comment. In Super Bowl City, things went from bad to worse. Last night, a second straight night of rioting in Miami, and the violence spread from the Overtown neighborhood northwest to the Liberty City area of Miami. More sporadic gunfire, looting of stores, arson last night. The violence last night forced the last-minute cancellation of the NBA game between the Miami Heat and the Phoenix Suns at the new Miami Arena in the Overtown area. And Super Bowl players and the news media covering the Super Bowl have been cautioned to use caution when leaving their hotels in Miami. Washington, a kinder and gentler Congress is what James Baker appealed for during testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. James Baker goes back to Capitol Hill today as he moves toward Senate confirmation as the next U.S. Secretary of State. On the local labor beat, AT&T shutting down one of its facilities in Arlington at Pentagon City come June. 500 workers going to be offered AT&T jobs elsewhere in the country or get early retirement. The AT&T facility at Pentagon City is on 17 acres of prime real estate where a shopping, hotel, and office complex is being built. PG County residents, you are, my goodness, they're selling like hotcakes. You're snapping up those $1 million of tax-free bonds. PG County exec Glenn Denning says your purchase of those tax-free bonds is going to help build roads, fire stations, other facilities in PG County. The mini bonds, general obligation bonds, sold in denominations of $500 instead of the usual $5,000, they earn 6.3% tax-free interest annually. Sales began yesterday in PG County. David Haynes, burnt toast and coffee time. It's now 7:14, 14 after 7.